This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, fax 989-875-8304, regarding Sharon, last name Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, date of birth 7/21 of 1947. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is an urgent follow-up visit for Mrs. Carter with stage 4 chronic kidney disease and severe edema of the lower extremities. She called complaining about severe swelling of her lower extremities going on for several weeks. It's hard to walk on her legs. She did have a pretty large sore on the right shin area. It is healing and getting smaller, and she's also got one on the left foot. And the legs are red and very swollen. She has gained 8 pounds since her last visit, April 5th of this year, and kidney function has declined according to our lab reports. She was running in the 2.4 range since last November, but then in May 8th, we have a 2.6 creatinine, and June 8th, 2.7. And in mid-May is when the symptoms developed. Her son accompanies her to this appointment, and he is now on her communication form so that we can call and discuss with him some of her care and appointments, upcoming appointment needs. She's also very short of breath with exertion, and she's now walking with a walker. No hospitalization since her last visit. And she has been to the walk-in clinic several times, but they really haven't been able to help her or done anything for her, according to the patient. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. She just finished radiation for right breast carcinoma. And the breast is much larger on the right from the lumpectomy. And she will be seeing the radiation oncologist later this week also for further evaluation. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does drink excessive amounts of Diet Coke, according to her son, like 2 bottles of 2-liter Diet Coke every day is her normal fluid intake. She doesn't really drink much water or any other liquids, but she drinks excessive amounts of Diet Coke. She has not, her urine is clear, though, without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, she reports. She is very fatigued. No chest pain, though. Medications. She's on Synthroid, 100 microgram daily. Zocor, 20 milligram daily. Depakote is 125 milligram twice a day. Seroquel is 50 milligram at bedtime. Amitriptyline, 25 milligram twice a day. And tamoxifen, 20 milligram daily, is new. Physical exam. The patient is alert and oriented. Her blood pressure on the left large cuff is 150 over 72. Pulse is 92, and oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy. Mild jugular venous distension is noted. Lungs are diminished in bases with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese and soft. I don't palpate ascites, but extremities, she's got 4-plus edema and very erythematous feet and lower extremities up to her knees. And the edema goes slightly above each knee in her lower extremities. She does have a small 2-centimeter round scabbed area on the right calf and also one on the left foot, which she may benefit from some care from the local wound clinic for those areas. Labs, the most recent lab studies were done June 8th of 2023. As previously stated, creatinine is now 2.7 with estimated GFR of 18, and she's definitely symptomatic with the fluid overload. Albumin 3.7, calcium is 9, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus is 3.7, hemoglobin 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with evidence of severe volume overload, especially in the legs, and some increased shortness of breath. hypertension also, and prior lithium exposure and lithium nephropathy. We're going to just use 40 milligrams of Lasix daily for 3 days and then stop. I do want her to limit fluids to 64 ounces in 24 hours, and I've asked her to try to cut back on the amount of Diet Coke she's drinking also, which appears excessive. She should also follow a low-salt diet. I've asked her to get daily weights and then to repeat our labs on June 26th, and I want her to call with the weight report on June 26th. We're going to refer her for the Kidney Smart class. She can self-refer to the wound clinic for evaluation of the sores on the lower extremities, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.